Medical misinformation. YouTube took down my 5G vax narration and gave me a warning. They cited medical misinformation. That leaves me with some concerns. I'm 82 years old. From previous experience, I know there's no point in trying to have a conversation with YouTube or most other corporations. So I'll just list some of my concerns here. YouTube can provide a response if they like, but I'm not going to make it a mandate. Maybe I'll check back in a few months to see if it's worth my while to post anything else on YouTube. Taking down my 5G vax narration makes very little practical difference because I mostly get very few hits on my posts to YouTube. My most popular YouTube video has 504 views. And it's been up since 2014. Of course, that all assumes their stats are accurate. If YouTube's stats are not accurate, that opens up a whole other can of worms that will come back to haunt YouTube. I hear there's nothing worse than being haunted by a can of worms. If YouTube's stats are accurate, I wonder why they bothered to take down a post that had zero views and was posted with about 60 other videos that also mostly had zero views. Could YouTube actually be guilty of spreading medical misinformation? I seem to remember that they supported the view that ivermectin causes heart problems. I also seem to remember that they supported that view by taking down posts that advocated the use of ivermectin as a treatment for COVID. Apparently, YouTube thinks they know more about ivermectin than the people who have done a whole lot of studies of ivermectin. Studies that came to the conclusion that ivermectin is a safe and effective drug. Maybe YouTube is omniscient, but I doubt it. I have heard it said that YouTube and the government are guilty of homicide because of censorship of stories about ivermectin and other treatments. I think that view should at least be discussed in an open and censorship-free forum. Actually, there is no scientifically verifiable way to determine what is valid medical information and what is not. That will remain a matter of opinion for the foreseeable future. And everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Maybe we're not entitled to our own facts, but we are entitled to our own opinion about what the facts are. The authoritarian view is that only the opinions of credentialed medical personnel matter. There is a name for that view. It's called the ad hominem logical fallacy. We are all unfortunate enough to live in a society that is largely governed by logical fallacies. The truth is, there is no judge, scientist, politician, poet, philosopher, president, or anyone else who has a monopoly on absolute truth or morality. Centuries of creeping authoritarianism have taken us from the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights to authoritarian corporate dementia. People need to wake up and smell the authoritarian stench that is threatening us all. The YouTube name seems to describe a service that is dedicated to the public. In view of their newfound authoritarian viewpoint, maybe they should change their name. Maybe they should call themselves Hootube or Totalitarian Tube or Corporate Tyranny Tube or Screw You Tube. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.